A deal was finally clinched in the dying hours of the United Nations climate talks, but few people, especially climate scientists, appear to be celebrating the outcome. The Doha meeting delivered a weakened Kyoto Protocol and agreed to continue tracking towards a new agreement by 2015. There were, however, no commitments for genuine cuts in greenhouse gases. It comes as a new report published in Nature confirms that the UN's chief science body is spot on with its climate projections, and 20 years after its initial forecast, the rate of warming is consistent with its original predictions. Environment reporter Sarah Clark is talking here to Matt England from the University of New South Wales.
Well, what it's done is it's analysed the very first consensus projections of climate change that were made in the 1990 IPCC report, so the first report of the IPCC. And there's been 23 years since that report was compiled, and it shows that the projections of that report have actually come true. We've sat back and watched the two decades unfold, and warming has progressed at a rate consistent with those projections.
And there's been criticism in the past of whether or not the IPCC is on track. Is that quashing that criticism?
Oh, absolutely. There are people actually out there trying to say that the IPCC has overstated or overestimated climate change. This report shows very clearly that the projections have occurred.
So the forecast was of a predicted rise of 0.7 to 1.5 degrees, is that right?
That's right, and it's by 2030, so we're halfway through this projected period, and the warming to date is consistent with that projection. And so anybody out there lying that the IPCC projections are overstatements or that the observations haven't kept pace with the projections is completely off line with this. The analysis is very clear that the IPCC projections are coming true.
And given the recent papers that have suggested that we're, on average, increasing our global emissions by 3% and we're 58% above the 1990 levels, can you see these IPCC figures and forecasts tracking on the right direction by 2030, or do you think they'll increase?
Oh, absolutely. If anything, they will increase. I mean, we do run a whole range of scenarios for future projections. We have to take account of the possibility of big action on climate change, and that's what we call a low-end scenario of emissions, right through high-end scenarios. And at the moment, we are tracking at the high end in terms of our emissions. And so all of the projections that we look to at the moment are those high-end forecasts. And so, yes, without any action on greenhouse gas emissions, it will be those high-end IPCC scenarios that are extremely costly to society in terms of extreme events, bearing out in time.
As a climate scientist, are you disappointed with what's come out of Doha, given some of the forecasts and predictions that climate science has been delivering?
Well, it's been consistent over the past decade, so in some sense the disappointment already occurred a decade ago. I mean, the warnings about ongoing greenhouse gas emissions have been in place for three or four decades now, so it's hard to sort of get disappointed each time there is a lack of action. Certainly, things are on track for high-end climate change, and that's going to cost humanity deeply in time, and it's just a matter of, we keep telling this message that the projections are coming true, and unfortunately, too many people are out there trying to derail the science and pretend or lie that it's not bearing true in time, and policymakers are either listening to that too much or just ignoring this as too big a problem to solve.
Professor Matt England from the University of New South Wales talking to environment reporter Sarah Clark.